Awesome. Surrounded by the Holy Spirit and fed by the Word, we come together as the people of God to pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Each petition today will end with words, "To you we pray," and the congregation's response is, "Gather us up." God, who promises to gather up all things through Christ in the fullness of time, equip us to participate in your healing work of amending the entire creation. Strengthen particularly the work of CLWR, ACT Alliance, and Kairos. To you we pray. For the church, especially today we remember the delegates, council, staff, and volunteers as they conclude the National Church Convention of the ELCIC. May they be embraced by the liberation received through your grace. May we as a whole church celebrate that liberation so that we may be a people in mission for others. To you we pray. For the nations of the world, especially we plead for peace, justice, and security for all people in the Holy Land. Bless the ministry of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Jordan and the Holy Land and Augusta Victoria Hospital. To you we pray. For creation, help us to use humility and discipline with our earth's resources. Help us to use these limited gifts from you with care and frugality. Guide governments and extraction industries to be attentive to the needs of land, water, wildlife, and the rights of indigenous peoples. Today, as well, Lord, we acknowledge our need for rain. All of creation is growing. We pray for firefighters, foresters, farmers, ranchers, those who have had to leave their homes, and those who care for them. Gather us up. We pray for this congregation of Trinity, for its hospitality, for its ministry, for its determination to be a place of radical hospitality. May you bless the people, members, and pastors of this congregation as they proclaim the gospel. To you we pray. Tend to all victims of violence, those unjustly imprisoned, and those who are running out of hope. Heal those who are sick and comfort those who grieve, especially those we lift up in our hearts before you now. To you we pray. We give you thanks for all your saints who were marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit, especially Nathan Zederblom, Bishop of Uppsala, whose work contributed to the formation of the World Council of Churches. United with them in baptism, keep us faithful until all things are gathered in Christ. To you we pray. Into your hands, loving God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in the grace of Jesus our Savior. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Thank you.
rivers, and rains water their land. Plants and trees for beauty and food. A choir of creatures to sing your praise. You created for us community and placed us in your garden to tend the earth and be at home.
Your spirit until your mercy mends all that's will be three areas of the church in which communion will be served. At the front, at the back, and in the balcony. At each station, there is, if you need, you can receive gluten-free bread or de-alcoholized wine. Just look for the ceramic chalice and the ceramic pattern. And that's where the de-alcoholized wine and the gluten-free bread will be. But they'll be available at each of the stations.
Thank you. Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
One announcement before we close the convention. I know many of you are eager to get into the cool air, but if we can allow those needing to catch the first bus to the airport to leave their seats first and collect their luggage, board the bus, and be on their way with our blessing.
I declare the 15th Biennial Convention of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Canada closed.